Hello and welcome to GP Works, the podcast for and about general practice from the Irish College of General Practitioners. I'm Aileen O'Mara, and today on this podcast, we're talking about Wonka Europe, and the ICGP is hosting the European General Practice Conference in Dublin in September, more commonly known as Wonka Europe 2024. Dr. Andre Rochford is a GP in Wexford, and she joins me now to talk about the conference. Welcome, Andre.
Thank you very much, Aileen. I'm delighted to talk to you about the Wonka Europe conference. And I am the co-chair of the scientific committee, and we have a great team, a team of European GPs from different parts of Europe. And we're hoping to bring together a really nice program for GPs in September.
So the conference is actually quite a big deal in terms of general practice, isn't it? I mean, what does it mean, first of all, for Ireland, for the ICGP to host Wonka Europe?
Great. Well, I think a lot of Irish GPs will have heard the name Wonka. They mightn't know what it means, but they know that Wonka is this sort of international group of GPs. And that's what it is. And we have Wonka World, and Wonka World is Global Family Doctor. The website of Wonka World is actually Global Family Doctor. So Wonka is an acronym for the World Organization of National Colleges and Academic Associations. So it's national colleges and academic associations right across the world. And then within Wonka World, we have the different regions. So we have Wonka South America, Wonka North America, Wonka Australia, Wonka Africa, Wonka Europe. So we're the European branch of Wonka World. And Wonka Europe stretches right from the Atlantic to the Pacific. It's a massive area covering the same countries as WHO Europe, which are 53 countries right across Europe. So yes, it's a big deal. Actually, although GPs will have heard the name Wonka and Ireland has hosted some Wonka events, this is actually the first time that Ireland has hosted a Wonka Europe conference. We have hosted Wonka World before, and that was back in 1998 in the days pre-email, and that was a very different ballgame. And it was held in the RDS, and some GPs will have been at that conference and will remember it. So this is 2024, and the Wonka Europe Conference is being held in the Convention Centre, state-of-the-art technology city centre location. And we're hoping to attract GPs from right across Europe. But it is a big deal, Aileen. As I say, it is the first time that Ireland and the ICGP have hosted Wonka Europe. And it may be the only time in our lifetimes, because our ICGP is 40 years old this year. It's our 40th birthday. And this is our first time to host Wonka Europe. We may never be at one again. So it's a really good opportunity for Irish GPs to experience the spirit of Wonka Europe without having to travel to another country and with all the added expense of flights, travel and accommodation. So yeah, it's a big event.
And there was going to be literally thousands of GPs in one place for several days, weren't there?
Yes, we've had close to 2,000 abstracts, and each abstract is submitted by one GP, and many abstracts are collaborative projects, collaborative papers. And this is the spirit of Wonka. It's often called in colloquial terms, the Wonka family. Once you get involved with Wonka, you become infected with the Wonka virus, and you're interested in collaboration and cross projects and hearing and sharing your experiences as GPs with other GPs. Because even though in Wonka Europe, we work in different types of health systems, there are so many commonalities. GPs right across Europe are doing the same job. Any of us could work in another country and just learn the system. And likewise, European GPs could easily work here by just learning the different health system. But the job that we do, the patient frontline care that we provide, is the same.
Now, Wonka is on the 27th and 28th of September. But there's also a pre-conference event, isn't there? The European Young Doctors Movement. Tell me about that.
Yes, there's a group called EYFDM, the European Young Family Doctors Movement. And they used to be called Vasco da Gama, the Vasco da Gama movement that was launched in Portugal and with the emblem of a sailing ship exploring the waters. And that's where the name came from. They renamed and rebranded a couple of years ago to the EYFDM, and they hold their own conference. They have abstract submission just like for the main GP conference. They have their own conference at a very high standard, excellent quality abstracts. They recently had a conference in Vienna, excellently organized, wonderful program, keynotes, workshops, and so on. So it is called a pre-conference to the main Wonka Europe conference, but it is in fact a standalone conference. And many of our young GPs and GP trainees will be attending that. So the European Young Doctors Movement conference happens on Tuesday and Wednesday. And then the main Wonka Europe conference starts on Wednesday afternoon with an opening ceremony. And then we have a full day Thursday, a full day Friday, and a half day on Saturday. And the third event to be held during these days is the ICGP 2024 annual conference. Now, that's a one day conference to be held on Friday of the event. And on that Friday, it will have its own rooms and it will be in parallel with the Wonka Europe conference with free flow for the Irish delegates who register for the ICGP conference to attend any of the Wonka Europe events, but also free flow in the other way. And I know there are some of the Irish GPs who will be presenting at the ICGP annual conference who are hoping to meet other European GPs there on the day.
What a great opportunity that will be.
It really will be a great opportunity for a meeting of minds. And learning about each other's delivery of healthcare and continuing professional development.
So the theme of the 2019 Wonka Europe Conference is Cultivate the Future. On the website, which has all the details anybody needs, wonkaeurope2024.org, there are 10 reasons to attend the European event of the year for general practitioners and family doctors. Let's look at those 10 reasons now, André.
Okay, yes, you're right that the theme of the conference is the changing nature of family medicine, cultivating the future. And, you know, this is a wide-ranging theme, and most themes for Wonka Europe conferences will be broad in scope, to encourage people to attend. But, you know, if we look at the changing nature of family medicine, well, general practice in Ireland has changed in the past 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. It's still evolving. And we have responded to all of those, the past issues and the past pressures. And we have, in current times, we have a far more complex model of care. Our role has expanded, the scope of our job have expanded. And these roles and responsibilities, with them, we face new challenges that are constantly emerging, and we're under pressure to meet expectations from many different sources. So there are many reasons to come to the conference to look at how we focus on quality of care, on sustainability, and all of these, you know, joining others, whether you're presenting or whether you're attending. To listen and observe and learn. There's amazing scope in attending this conference to boost your own job satisfaction. If you're presenting, it will also boost your career. If you're not presenting, you will get ideas. You will have light bulb moments to take to your own practice, to take to your local CME group, to work with college departments and different people in the college and university departments, to further your career, to develop new projects. So boosting your own job satisfaction is number one. It's a wonderful way. You've got 2.5 days of a conference with up to 15 CPD points to get updated about what you want to be updated about. I think we'll, in a moment, we should really talk about the different topics that are being covered. But you will be able to be updated on all aspects of clinical care, on medical education, on research, and on new emerging issues such as advocacy and GPs having a voice, all of these newly emerging trends in family medicine in Europe. There's a super scientific program planned. We have a number of very experienced and insightful keynote speakers. On the topic of the keynote speakers, the way the Wonka Europe Conference keynote speakers are delivered is we generally have a themed plenary session and two keynote speakers to talk on various aspects of that theme. So, for example, in our session on information and communication technology, we have Dr. Ana Luísa Neves. She's originally from Portugal. She's based in the UK now. She's a director of a digital health research unit, and she has been researching telemedicine and teleconsultation and other aspects of communication and general practice. So I'm really looking forward to hearing what she has to say in this post-pandemic era and where telemedicine and teleconsultation is going. And then the other keynote speaker in that section is Professor Neil Chavan. And he's a past editor of an e-health series for the European Journal of General Practice. And he has a big interest in chronic condition management. And his current interest is all this whole area of patient wearables for helping patients to improve their lifestyles, to become more healthy by wearing electronic devices, and looking at how they can improve their lifestyles for their management of chronic conditions. He's also going to discuss possible ways that AI may be utilized in the future that will impact on general practice. So they're just two examples of keynotes in one of the sessions. Another keynote section covers the area of safety, and not just patient safety, but safety for the doctor as well. And in that session, one of the speakers is Doreen Zwart from the Netherlands, and patient safety is her area of expertise. And she's also a director of an out-of-hours GP service. And she has a particular interest in safety for patients in the transferring of their care between general practice and emergency departments, GPs and hospitals, and the other direction, particularly out-of-hours, but not just out-of-hours, and how those transitions in care of our patients is quite hazardous for patients, but also for us when communication breaks down, for example. That's going to be a wonderful keynote. And her colleague in that section on safety is Maria Pilar Astier from Spain. And Pilar has been working on the area of doctors' health and patient safety as two sides of the same coin in Spain for a number of years. And she's going to explore safety in general practice from the point of view of the impact of adverse events on GPs. What happens when medical errors or perceived medical errors happen, when we get complaints from patients, and the importance of maintaining well-being while practicing, but also on a deeper level, how the incident or occurrence of an adverse event can actually affect the way doctors practice. So that's just one example from one day of this very lively and engaging program. GPs who attend will also be updated on practice improvements at practice level. They'll be able to reflect on the different ways that European GPs practice. And if they have a particular interest or an area of special interest, they can gravitate towards the parallel sessions that cover their areas of interest. So it's perfect for CME. And of course, it is also a social event. So GPs will be meeting other GPs in the interactive sessions and before and after the keynote sessions at refreshment breaks and Simply being on the premises, there's lots of opportunity to forge new connections, collaborations and friendships, and maybe even an odd exchange experience for GPs of all age groups in the future, I hope.
Sounds fascinating. And I see some of those keynote speakers you mentioned, their details are up on the website already. So it definitely a chance for people to go and look and see who they are and what they can bring to this conference. I think you've got so much already given us ideas for things we're going to learn about all by just coming to Dublin for a few days in September.
As you say, there's a lot of scope, and the topics for the presentations cover 15 main areas. So what that means is when GPs submitted abstracts to present, they tick a topic that they would like to present under. So these are the parallel sessions that, as I said earlier, GPs can gravitate towards these areas. So they would include topics like complexity and uncertainty in medical care. You know, that's an intriguing topic, and it faces every one of us in every consultation. Well, there will be parallel sessions on that. There'll be parallel sessions on continuity and core values. One of the big strengths of general practice is the continuity, and we know that continuity is at risk because of different models of healthcare. Another interesting topic is advocacy for primary care. And in Wonka Europe in 2023, the Wonka Europe Council, which meet just before the conference begins, in 2023, the council sanctioned the setting up of a special interest group called Advocacy and Policy Development for General Practice. And this is led by a small number of GPs who really feel that GPs need a voice. We need a voice to be a voice for our patients, but we also need to be a voice for ourselves and our practice teams. And so that's going to be another parallel session. And we also have two keynote speakers on that theme. One of the keynote speakers is working with WHO Europe. Their headquarters for primary care is in Copenhagen in Denmark, and that's where he's based. And he's going to talk to us on the Saturday morning keynote, which I think is a wonderful way to conclude the conference with a keynote on advocacy for GPs. And he's going to talk to us about the impact of workload and work conditions in general practice on the GP workforce. So we look forward to hearing what he has to say and how he envisages the future. And there's a number of other topics, greener healthcare and sustainability. We have keynotes and parallel sessions on that topic. Professional health and well-being. I mean, that goes to the core of everything we do. And equity, clinical care, measuring and improving quality, personalised patient-centred care, all of these things that are important to GPs in training and established GPs.
So a huge amount coming up there, and you've already touched on some of it, Andre, as well as the opportunities for people to meet other GPs from other parts of Europe and to hear how they're getting on. And as you say, there's plenty of opportunities for networking, for collaborations, and even some time for some socializing as well, I'm sure. So it really is an important opportunity for Irish GPs to meet their European counterparts. And that can bring a renewed sense of energy.
Thanks, Aileen. I would like to just reiterate that it's the first time Ireland has hosted a Wonka Europe conference. It's a wonderful experience, and I'd encourage everyone to attend where possible. And I suppose just to finish with the theme of the conference, which is cultivating the future, I think by attending this conference, it will give us definitely a renewed sense of energy and hopefully many inspiring thoughts to help us to cultivate our own future here in Ireland, and hopefully in collaboration with our European GP colleagues.
Thank you, Dr. Andre Rochford, for joining me on this special Wonka episode of GP Works. And that website for finding out more and to keep an eye on developments is wonkaeurope2024.org. That's WONCA Europe 2024.org. And we're also sharing regularly on social media as well. So that's all from this episode of GP Works. I'm Aileen O'Mara. Remember, there are lots more episodes of GP Works on our channel. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. And thanks for listening.